Hello and welcome to the Lost World of Short Stories. I'm your host, Lauren Tate, and today is our last and final episode of season two. We made it. Oh my gosh, I'm so happy we're here. I love this podcast, but I'm also very happy that we're here at the end of season two. It has been abundant, it has been fruitful, it has been just very impactful to those of you who have listened and the people who will listen. I know that everyone who comes across this podcast will be blessed, and I know that there is something in it for everybody, whether you're a man or a woman. And I just think that, you know, this is a beautiful place for a community. So I'm so happy that we made it a season to season two, to the end of season two. And like I said, it's just been really beautiful. And if you have been here with me, you know, during any part of my journey of this podcast, I am just so thankful for you, because if you've been rocking with me, you know what today is. You know that it's a Wednesday. You know that we're coming to you with that good conversation, and it's just going to be really fun. And so, of course, if you guys have been following me for the whole season two, the entire season, my aunt and psychologist, Dr. Carol Van Dyke, is here with me today, as she has been all season. And Dr. Van Dyke is a resident psychologist for Fox 2 Detroit and WDIV Channel 4, and she has been featured on Living the Life and Let It Rip, where she discussed all various issues of mental health. She also hosted a teen show called Teen Voices for Real on 90.9 FM. She has over 20 years of counseling with children, adolescents, and adults with various issues. Dr. Van Dyke maintains a private practice in Livonia, Michigan. So I'm just so happy to have her here to finish up our five-part series on self-acceptance. We've been doing this from the first Wednesday of season two. And like I said, this is our last episode, not only for the five-part series on self-acceptance, but like I said before, for the whole season two. So I'm just really excited to dive in, and we will be ending this show, this season, by discussing walking in your purpose. I felt that this was really important to a topic to end on, because a lot of people don't know, you know, we all have gifts and we all have talents. Of course, God has designed us with a unique skill set that we can only do the way we can do it. You know what I mean? We can only do it the way God has designed us to do it. And so I really wanted to talk about that, because we're all here for a purpose. And that's kind of like the big, what are we doing here on this earth, right? A lot of people have that question. And in the conversation we talked about, we're going to talk about how people, you know, just as human beings, even if you believe in God or you don't believe in God, we all have that question that's like, okay, what am I meant for? And that question usually goes outside of yourself, right? It's not like, okay, how am I gonna get by? It's more so, it's kind of, that inkling just in your soul and on the inside of you, your spirit, you know, talking to, and it's just like, you know, what am I here for? What is the purpose, right? And so we all have a purpose. God has designed us for his purpose ultimately. And then we all have a specific purpose that we are carrying out to, you know, share God's word and to be a disciple and a follower of him. But also, you know, like I said, he gave us a specific, we have a specific calling that we're destined to do. And so I want people to understand that a little bit more, if they didn't before, and just, you know, maybe you need to be encouraged about where you are in your walk for your purpose. Maybe you need to start thinking about what is my purpose and what is God trying to tell me about that. And maybe you need to, you know, have a conversation with God first before you even get to any of those questions. So I understand and I get it. And, you know, whether people, you know, accept that or not in terms of the God part, I understand that as well. You know, I'm not here to push anything on anybody, but I'm just here to have a conversation, to have dialogue, to, you know, bring a different perspective in that maybe somebody didn't think before. And so that's all. So it's, you know, mostly, you know, it's really just with compassion and love that I come on this podcast and talk to you guys about these things. And so With that being said, today I actually don't have a poem. I know, don't yell at me, okay? Don't roll your eyes like that. This is a literature platform, so I do have a little excerpt that I'm gonna read. A little, it's like literally two sentences, but I really liked it. And because of this podcast, and it's about sharing your story, I really felt connected to it. And I'm just gonna tell you guys, it is from one of my favorite authors. Yeah, she is an author. One of my favorite authors and writers, Alex L., who is a Black woman writer, and she is just profound and beautiful. And she's really always talks about, mental health and healing and journeying through life. Through her words, she journals a lot. She has published journals and different things like that. So I know a lot of you guys know her, and if you don't, you need to, because she's amazing. She's like blown up now. She has like 1 million followers, but I've been following her since forever, and she's amazing. And so the quote that I have, it's very beautiful. It reads, "You're not a victim for sharing your story. You're a survivor setting the world on fire with your truth. You never know who needs your light, warmth, and raging courage." I love that. Isn't that what we talk about just here on this podcast? This is literally why I designed this whole podcast, guys. Like, it's to just share your story. Like you are loved, right? You are important. Your story is worth being told. You know the phrase, and I said it a little different there, but you know what I'm talking about. You know the motto, right? And it's that's what this is about. And I love that she says, "You're not a victim for sharing your story. You're a survivor, setting the world on fire with your truth. You never know who's gonna need that light, who's gonna need that warmth, who's gonna need your raging courage, for you to stand up and tell your story." Like I said before in another episode, but telling your story the only way you can tell it, that is a part of your purpose. You doing what you are destined and created by God to be, that's you telling your story. And that's also, like I said before, it's ultimately helping tell God's story through what you can do. And that's powerful. And so just understanding that, understanding what's meant for us, but what's meant for us the way God has wanted it to be. God is not here to shame you, to judge you. He wants your broken pieces. He wants your heartbreak. He wants, your failed, jobs and your failed relationships. He wants all of that. He wants you to come to him for that. And he's like, "I don't care." Like, the world says you need to be cleaned up before you go here. But I love it with God, because with God, he just says, "I just want you as you are. I want you with those tears. I want you in that so like deeply imperfect place, because you're perfect to me. You're a child of mine. Like, I love you." And so I really relate to this quote, as I know a lot of you guys will. It's really beautiful. And it's just the whole reason why I, like I said, wanted to create this podcast, but also the whole reason why I wanted to end on this topic for this season. And so I'm just really excited about the conversation. And that was just on my spirit to say that, not to have, the little music and jump into a poem, but just to really come to you guys on some real talk and just really, just chat with you for a second and just give you some truth that maybe someone needed to hear. And so I'm just thankful that you guys are listening. We will be back for a season three. I just want to say that now. I don't know necessarily when, but we will be back. You can expect it. It is going to happen. I will, I'm starting to plan it, and I have a lot of things going on, as we all do, but we will be back. And so I'm, as usual, going to be quiet, and the little boop boop, the little music's gonna play, and then we're just gonna jump right into the conversation with Dr. Carol Van Dyke and I. And so I hope you guys enjoy this last episode titled "Walking in Your Purpose," and I hope you get something really, really good out of it. So I have with me here my aunt and psychologist, Dr. Carol Van Dyke, to talk about walking in purpose. And I wanted to share
I wanted to start this conversation off by asking, does everybody have a purpose? And I absolutely do think everybody has a purpose. I think that that's the whole reason why we're created for a purpose, and specifically for God's purpose. And I had wrote down a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, which I love, that says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And so I really believe this, and that we do all have a purpose. Everybody absolutely does have a purpose. Do you agree with me, Dr. Van Dyke?
Of course I do, Lauren, and thank you for having me on the show. I think I
Yes.
love that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. That's one of my favorite scriptures as well. And yes, you are exactly right in terms of I definitely believe that every person is born with a purpose. And that is evident in Proverbs. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 20 that says the purposes of a person's heart are deep waters, but one who has insight draws them out. And I believe that all people are made in the image of God, and each of us are born with a purpose and a calling that we can discover completely. And I think that part of the discovery of trying to figure out what our purpose is the influence of the Holy Spirit, in particularly in the lives of believers. So, and I believe that when we, as believers and as people who are not believers, but in particularly what I'm saying now, I'm speaking to believers, that the Holy Spirit will guide us and it will give us direction in terms of what it is, what purpose God wants for us. And I believe that it's also evident in Exodus chapter 9 regarding a purpose for everyone. And that scripture goes on to say that I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth. And, you know, Pharaoh mistakenly thought that he would be in control in this particular scripture. And God specifically put him in the place of being an Egyptian leader for, you know, his purpose. And although that may not have been something that he wanted to do, that is what God decided that where he wanted him in terms of what he proclaimed for Pharaoh and what he wanted for him. So I think it's important to make, I think it's important that everybody know that everybody does have a purpose, and it's up to the individual to pray. And if you don't know God, you can start by being passionate about a particular area in your life that you want to fulfill. And for believers, of course, it is through prayer and asking God exactly where He wants us to be.
Yes. I absolutely agree with that. And I love the scripture from Exodus. I didn't even think about that one, which is so true because Pharaoh was in that leadership and he was not expecting to be there. And I think too that our, well, I mean, it's different for me, which I'll, you know, talk about later, but you know, that when we are in our purpose or when we get there or we start, you know, realizing that that's what it's coming to be, it can look a little daunting sometimes. And but it I think sooner rather than later it starts to make sense because they're the things that are already that God already put inside of you. And so he starts to bring them out, and the ways that he starts to bring them out are very unique and different to even us. We're like, oh, I didn't know he was going to use that. You know, and so I think that's an important part too for believers and non-believers to know is that when you and then that's even, I mean, it's a lot stronger than likes and dislikes, but like Dr. Van Dyke said, when you are passionate about something and you know the world has many problems, and so one of those problems or two or three or however, you know, you start to look at them and evaluate the things around you, and you start to say, I wish I could be a part of that or help that. And a lot of times that's usually in a way what our purpose or our calling is to be in that sort of atmosphere, or to be a helping to, you know, be a part of the solution for that problem. And so I really enjoyed everything you said, because I do agree with that, and I wanted to add that part on there as well.
Yeah, and I think you're and I agree with you, just in talking about God's purpose, mm-hmm. how it is unique in every individual. And I think God's purpose, it cannot be undone. It's that once God has established his purposes for our lives, no one can change it. You know, mm-hmm. we see that in scriptures and in Job. What, you know, what door God has shut, no man can open, and what door God has opened, no man can shut. So I think it's important to, let me say this, that was another thought, but let me say that when we talked about passion, even though we may be passionate about something, because I did say passion. Mm-hmm. However, it's the same thing as we talked about the scripture that I gave you in Exodus, because we can be passionate about wanting to do something. Yeah. But if God has not destined that, I mean, and for us to actually engage in that passion, then it's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And it kind of like segues into talking about, was it hard for me to find my purpose? You know, mm-hmm. I tell a lot of people that, you know, I wanted to be so many different things, but one of the main things that I really, really wanted to be and very passionate about was to be a lawyer. And I did every single thing that I could to become a lawyer. I took the LSAT and I barely did well with that. Yeah. Your mom and my sister and I got into a non-traditional law school, where that was really, really tough. And then your pastor now, who I love, hi Noel, I love you, Pastor Noel. I remember him telling me, you know, maybe that's not what God want you to do. Maybe he doesn't want you to be a lawyer. And he said it very tenderly. It wasn't in a way that it was like, well, you need to figure out something else. It was very loving the way he said it. And when he said that, I went to the bottom of my bedpost. I had like this bed that sat very high, but had the big old four posts. And I kneeled down on my knees and I sobbed to God. And this is a true story. I tell the believers, even when I counsel, I tell everybody the story.
And I love this story.
And I cried and I said, God, what is it that you want me to do? I want to be a lawyer, want to get rid of drunk drivers and molesters, and what is it that you want me to do? And there was a really quiet voice that said, I don't want you to be that type of counselor. I want you to be this type of counselor. Wow. And I sobbed even harder. I don't want to be a therapist. What? I don't want to do that. Mm-hmm. So I cried. I did cry, and I was just like, I didn't really question God a lot, you know, because I wanted to be obedient. But what I did do is, when I heard that quiet little voice, is I stopped pursuing law. And I think that following semester, my grades weren't even high enough to get into grad school, because I worked and put my own self through undergrad. But I went down to the dean at Wayne State and the College of Ed and said, hey, I know I'm smart, but I got 2.5. I worked and told my story. And he said, I will let you in, Dr. Harrison, he's probably not even alive now, but he said, I will let you into the grad school conditionally if you get a, you know, an A or a B. And I ended up getting 2 A's, and it was all she wrote. And all of my, my professors, they were like, oh my God, you got this natural gift. And once I graduated, I started my own business. I mean, I worked a main job to get my experience, and I counseled my job on the side, and my business on the side. And it's all she wrote.
Yeah.
It is, and I'm living the dream of my life, and God, literally, I mean, I'm so passionate about what I do And I make sure that I give him all of the glory, but it's something that I never would imagine in a gazillion years that I would end up in this role. And one of the other things I'm going to add is one of the other things I fought with God, I'm not going to make any money.
That's the big thing.
Yeah. You think that, okay, if it's something that doesn't sound grand, that
yep.
I'm going to make the money. This is the most money I have ever made. I am so blessed in so many multiple ways. I can't yes. even imagine. And so I just share that story with people knowing, hey, I didn't end up here. God put me here and I'm so thankful. But I was more importantly happened that I had enough wisdom. In part, your pastor helped with that when he said, maybe God doesn't want you to, maybe this is not your path.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so I thought that story, you know it, but yeah. it's a story that needs to be told because
yes.
it was hard finding my purpose because I was so passionate about law and that's my story in terms of the hardness of finding my purpose.
Yes, and it is one big huge thing that you said, which is why I was laughing, but you said, you know, you were worried like, God, I'm not going to make any money.
Yeah.
You know, that right there is the huge thing that a lot of people run away from their purpose when they're called to things that they didn't think that they would be in. Cause they're like, what a teacher, what a this, yeah. what, you know, they're like, what a basketball coach for middle school. What? Like,
yes.
you know, they're like, what the heck am I supposed to be yes. doing there? And you said, God told me to do this. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
you know,
you are so right about that. Mm-hmm. And I want to add the scripture in when you said that. It doesn't speak to money, but
yeah,
it speaks
exactly.
to just how God, how he fulfills the purpose for people. And yeah. that's in Psalms 57 verse 2. And it goes out to say, I cry out to God most high. And that's exactly what I did. I cried out to him. And the scripture goes on to say, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. And that's exactly what I love that scripture
yes.
because that's exactly what happened. I cried out and then in return, God fulfilled my purpose for me. Mm-hmm. And I counsel people all over, you know, children, adolescents, adults, but more importantly, I care about people.
Yeah.
I care about their suffering. I care about them to the degree of making sure that I give them everything that God pours into me to be able to give back to the person. And then
yes.
I thank God, and I always say to God, you know, God, I'm not doing any changing. You are the perfect, you are the person that's doing the changing.
Yes.
I'm just the vessel.
Yes.
I'm just the vessel. So yeah. So that's really important to share.
Absolutely. And I love stories like yours because I'm on the complete opposite of the spectrum, which is to me, I think I've always known what I was going to do and be. I was just like, I want to be a writer and I want to tell stories.
Wow. And, okay.
I've always known because I've been writing for since I was about 9, I always say. And, you know, and I just started writing on paper because I was so, at the time I was, you know, so frustrated just from my sexual abuse, but also from just living in the world. The world is a lot. And I understood that as a young age because that happened to me. And so it automatically switched my mindset to, okay, this place that I'm in, cause I think that that's being a part of God's kingdom, but I just knew at a young age that I was not from here. You know, like the scripture says, we are in this world, but we're not of it. And
yeah.
I understood that to a sense at a very young age, because I feel like when I went through that sexual abuse, I automatically was understanding like, okay, this is not my home. Something bad has happened to me and the world is a lot harder than I think it is. And you know, but it's okay because I know I'm going to get through it. And then immediately from that thought to, you know, when I, you know, got a little older to 9 years old, you know, I started putting those thoughts onto paper about not necessarily wanting to be here, not like in a death type of way, just, you know, like I knew I wasn't from here. And so I was having a conversation with God on paper. And it was very beautiful for me because then I just started just telling these stories and creating these characters in my mind and just sit in my room and, you know, just create. And so that's always been a huge thing for me to, you know, allow to tell other people's stories and have influences of me, and more importantly, God, in my characters and in my stories. And it's crazy because I just kind of, you know, I let God just take over, because that's what I think you're, you know, in terms of walking in purpose, it's going to be more fruitful when you just surrender it to God.
And I love the way you said that. I let God take over, because that's the part that is very, very difficult for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Is to allow God to take over. And in particular, I think that if a person doesn't really know how to trust God, I understand how that could be a little scary.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know the God, if you don't know God or have a relationship with him where he has demonstrated, you know, trust in that person's life, because the person has caught to him, mm-hmm. then you won't know that you let God take over, because you don't know him to the degree that you should. So if the fear pops in terms of allowing God to take over, because it's like, well, I don't really know God that closely, or I don't know if he takes over, well, what, I'm not in control, and what does that mean? And and then we start getting into our head. And I just say, for, you know, when that happens for people, even though it's scary, because I understand everybody is not at the level where you and I are in terms of the relationship with God.
Right.
However, I think it's so important to call on him, because it can just be a prayer that a person can say, God, just help me decide what am I supposed to, you know, to do. Mm-hmm. Because we are all born with a purpose.
Yes.
We all have a purpose. God says, you know, we're numbered. Your days will be fulfilled, and every purpose, you know, has been made for you. And our days are numbered. And I think that the number of days that we have on this earth, God makes sure that if we look to him, that we will be, the days that we have, all of those days will be according to the purpose that he has for us.
Yes, I agree. And I just wanted to add on to that too, with the surrendering to God, which is a thing I have to tell a lot of people. But when, you know, when I kind of made the decision really early on to, you know, to just be like, I cannot do this by myself. I can't do this in my own strength, which is why I have you, God. You know, people, a lot of times, because it's very common for writers to have writer's block or not be able to create, you know, for certain periods of time, or you just can't find the right things and this and that. And I always have to tell writers and other creators, because they're like, what do you do when you get that? And I'm like, I've never had that. And I don't get writer's block.
And when you say that, what do you mean when you say?
Yes, I've never gotten writer's block.
Oh.
And, you know, or problems with creating. And I tell people that, I say, I never have gotten writer's block or anything like that, because God doesn't have writer's block, right?
Yeah.
So, and by that, I mean that because I'm in connection with him, because I'm talking to him, and because I surrendered my purpose and my life to him in a way that's just like, okay, Lord, this is your plan. This is what you do. And like you said, Dr. Van Dyke, I'm just the vessel. When you look at it that way and you start acting that way and you start applying your faith that way, then, you know, what all the resources that God has just pours into me. So if I was doing things in my own strength, I'd be like, oh my God, I have no idea what this character is going through. I don't know how you want me to create it. What, I guess I'm just not going to write for 6 months, because I'm just going to wait for something to inspire me. But God is beyond inspiration. He's the creator. And so with that, you know, being in tune with him and having that direct link and talking to him looks like just talking to him like how I would a normal person, but I do it every single day. When I do that, you know, there are no stops or breaks or blocks in my creativity.
I love the way, and I love the way you made the distinction when you talked about how you began, you didn't have the issue that I had, just in terms of your purpose. You knew. I didn't know what my purpose was. I just, like you say, as we share our stories of being molested, it was one of the things I was passionate about. I wanted to be a lawyer so I can put the child molesters in prison. You know, I wanted to be a prosecutor. And I was just really passionate about that. But I think that when you said, well, for you, it was, you didn't have that. You knew that you wanted to write and you wanted to be a writer and you wanted to be able to tell your story, tell or share.
Right. But
the point is that when you mentioned you don't get writer's block, I think it fits into God had already placed in your heart what your purpose was. And then it comes to us in all in different ways. And so for you, you already knew that this is what I wanted to do. And it was fitting when you said, well, I don't get writer's block because God is not gonna give you something that's going to block you temporarily when you when he has put you in your purpose. At least that's how I see it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, exactly.
And then I say that, you know, God fulfills his purposes in particularly for believers. I gotta, you know, we find that in Philippians chapter 2, you know, verse 12. And you know, and he goes on to say, therefore, you know, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purposes. And I think God's greater purpose has to always be, you know, at least in our minds, in the forefront of our minds. And not anything else. I mean, his purpose has to be in the forefront of our minds.
Because
in order to do that, I mean, that takes wisdom.
To
you know, to be able to wait and to hear God's word and what he wants us to be doing. And I think there's great joy in the discovery. Once we discover what our purpose is, I think it's great joy. And it's also, it is fulfilling, you know,
the
purposes that he has for us. So
I agree. And I wanted to say one thing about that too, before we move on to the last question, but you know, that I do want to say pertaining to my journey, and I know a lot of people can relate with this, especially believers and their purpose, but I knew that I was always going to be a writer. Yes. But you just never know. Like you said, you were making the most money you've ever made. And so you just never know where God is going to take you in terms of your purpose. Because I'm just thinking about books, right? I never even thought we would even be on this podcast talking.
Like, me either, Lauren.
You know, I'm like, podcast. But, you know, but when he said it, I was like, yeah, okay, let's get to work. That's just where I'm at right now in my journey on purpose, where God is like talking. And I'm like, yeah, let's get to work. Like, I don't even know what all that looks like right now, but let's do it. And that has opened up a whole bunch of doors. And so I think when you specifically, you know how God is speaking to you, no matter what's going on, because just the state of my life, you know, living at home with my parents, being 25, which is still really great for me, but on the outside in society, that might look a little crazy. Like, what do you mean? Straight, you know, consistent income isn't coming and all of these certain things. And, you know, I'm always reminded that when God calls you, when you have a calling, you know, from God, and he says, you know, do this, a lot of times it's going to look a little crazy to everybody else.
Yeah.
And you have to stand firm in your faith and God's promise and purpose for your life, because you can be so easily swept up in what society wants, because, you know, society says, what are you doing? You should be moved out. You should be working as this. You should be a math person, an engineer, or a doctor. You know, and all these different kinds of things, and starving artists, you know, we have that term. And so I'm just like, I rebuke all of that. You know, I don't speak those things over my life. And so it takes a boldness in your character to walk in your purpose. And so I just wanted to add on to that before I ask your thoughts on this too. But, you know, walking in purpose, you know, a lot of people can think just because you have a calling and you have these gifts specifically that God has given you, it's going to be just easy breezy. You're like, I was made to do this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And no, no, no. So, you know, it there are obstacles and there are hardships, there are tears. But the alternative is that times a thousand. And so with you probably never getting there. And so I just wanted to say that and hear your thoughts as well on this.
I think you made some very, very good points. I think it isn't easy.
Yeah.
It really, even as, you know, a believer, it's not easy because sometimes the flesh wants to do what the flesh wants to do.
Oh my gosh,
the flesh wants to, is comfortable in doing what the flesh thinks. Right. The flesh knows what they want to do. Right. So, you know, and I often, you know, I go back to my experience, you know, with wanting to be a lawyer and praying. I thank God that I had the wisdom to be obedient. Yeah. I could have fought that. That's the part that isn't easy. When I heard that quiet little subtle, not this type of counselor, but I want you to be this type of counselor, I could have fought that. And I could have said, oh, well, okay, I don't know. Well, it doesn't matter. Maybe I don't know what I heard. Maybe, you know, I don't know what that was about, but I'm still going to pursue this.
Yeah.
And it would have been very, very difficult. I you know, I was already not doing well with that path. And it's a lot easier when you call out to pray. And that's all the scripture asks us, you know, cry out to the God most.
Yeah, God, he's telling us to do that.
Who fulfills his purpose for me. I mean, that's the scripture in Psalms chapter 57. So I think that the difficult part is if we want to make it difficult and if we allow our carnal flesh to interfere with, you know, with what God wants us to do, right? I mean, so, and I think that if people, the one thing that I'm going to say that people need to really hear is if you do it God's way, it may take a little longer. It may not be the exact path that that person wanted to be, but it will always work out for your good.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
God is never going to put some purpose in your life for it not to turn out the way he designed and wanted it to be.
Right.
But it may not be our path and our way. And that's the part that can be most difficult. I just want to say this in closing, you know, God's primary calling for all of us is to know him.
Yes.
And to be known by him.
By him, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So that real scripture is, oh Lord, have you searched me and you know me.
Yeah.
That's another scripture in Psalms. So I think that's important.
Thank you. Well, ending there, that was beautiful. I just want to thank you, Dr. Van Dyke, for just being here and coming on the show for this whole season, doing these five episodes with me, because, you know, as this is still starting out for me, but you just so graciously came on. So I just thank you for that. And I love you.
I love you more.
And we'll end here and I'll talk to you later.
Okay, sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. It was just so powerful and just so exciting to talk to her, to talk to my aunt and psychologist, Dr. Van Dyke, about walking in your purpose, because walking in your purpose is just so important as human beings, as people who were created by God, whether you are a believer or not, that is the truth. You were created by him and for his purpose and for a specific purpose, right? Being here on this earth. And so I'm just really excited that we got to talk about that, that we ended the not only the five-part series on self-acceptance, but the entire show about
walking in purpose. And so I'm just really excited about that. And I hope you guys enjoyed that conversation as much as I did. And I just wanted to say, you know, of course, thank you for being here and thank you for listening. If you have been here since season one, I mean, I know it's not like millions of seasons that we're in right now. We're only in season two, but it means a lot to me. And if you've been here since season one, I'm just so thankful. If you've, been coming in from, in season two while this has been going on, I just want to thank you. And for anybody else who finds us, after this, stumbles across it or, somebody shares it with you, I'm just so thankful for all of the past and now and future things that are happening with this podcast. I love being here. I love doing this work. It's really exciting. And I want to say that if you want to know more about Dr. Van Dyke or book an appointment with her, you can contact her at drcarolvandyke.com. That's drcarolvandyke.com. And that's also in the bio of this episode, as well as the other five Wednesday episodes as well. And so I plan to bring this 5-part series on self-acceptance back just in a different way. So hopefully all those things are underway for me to bring to you guys. And I will be making all updates on my social media. So for all the updates on any future podcasting things and anything just new that I'm going to be doing, you can follow me on Instagram. Excuse me. You can follow me on Instagram at Lauren Tate Books. That's LaurenTateBooks. And you can follow me at LinkedIn, on LinkedIn and Facebook at Lauren Tate. Lastly, just don't forget to share this episode with someone, share the season with someone, share the podcast with someone. We are just so excited to be here, so excited to grow this community full of, love and Black women and other people who join. I know there's a lot of men that also listen to the show, and so we want to welcome them as well, because any supporters of us, we love, and anybody who's not a supporter of us, hey, we still love you. So it's just, it's just really exciting to come onto this podcast and, talk about literature and talk about life. And so I'm just really excited to where we will be after this and what more is in store, not just for me, but for you guys as well. And of course, I just want to always remind you guys that you never, ever, ever, ever forget that you are important, you are loved, and your story is worth being told.